Testing, testing.
Did you hit the button?
Yeah. True Crime November. Another horrible crime.
Fuck.
オタク初心者ポッドキャスト。
Hello, welcome all weebs. What do we say?
Welcome.
Otakus, weebs, everything in between is
everything
what we say.
Everything in between, yeah, there you go.
This is the Otaku Noobs podcast, a podcast where we talk about anime sometimes, Japan.
We used to mainly just talk about anime.
We're going back to anime in a little bit.
We are.
So, but we're doing True Crime November.
Yes.
We are your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Nancy.
Welcome, everyone.
Hello, welcome.
How's everyone doing?
Everyone's great, I bet.
I hope you're great.
I hope they are.
Yeah, the weather's great.
Oh, yeah, the weather is... What?
The world's falling apart, but the weather's great.
The weather is great. Yeah. Well, we at least have that.
Yeah. We're kind of freeballing it.
Yeah, we are actually. We're in a different recording space, and we're enjoying our
afternoon,
our hobbies. It's been an odd week.
Mm-hmm. The time change has really fucked everybody up.
I think that's what it is.
No poll this week. Yeah, just too busy. Life. I do have anime news. I have one thing. Well, first, let me start off. I'm not a fan of live action anime.
Mm-hmm.
I just always think it's not done correctly. They fuck it up. Something. They are remaking the old anime classic Yu Yu Hakusho, and I was really into that one in, like, middle school.
Okay.
And, yeah, they're going to be making a live action. It comes out December 14th on Netflix.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
And,
Are you going to give it a watch?
I never give them a watch.
Huh.
No. It just doesn't
appeal.
Let
that be the poll.
Are you going to watch? Do you like...
Live action
anime. Yeah, do you prefer live action or not? Maybe I will make that one. Do you watch them? I don't.
What about, like, live action Attack on Titan?
There are some movies.
Oh, they're, oh my goodness.
They're pretty bad, according to everybody.
I can imagine.
Yeah, let me pull it out. Let me show you.
How do they fly? What's their gear look like?
Yeah, let me pull it up. AOT live action. It's garbage.
Laura's pulling everything up right now.
There you go.
It doesn't even look like Aaron.
There's better cosplayers.
Okay, we definitely gotta look into this.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind watching these, ironically.
Yeah.
We could agree. We could totally do, like...
This can be a whole month.
I was literally gonna say, a month of just bad anime, bad Japanese stuff.
I'm down.
Cult classic stuff.
It. We got January planned. Just kidding.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I think December we're going to be...
I don't know. We'll do some...
Some, you know.
I don't know.
Something.
Christmas in Japan is for couples.
It is.
And KFC chicken.
There it is.
Maybe we could cover some chicken.
We can. We can record at KFC.
Well, we're gonna record at KFC. We'll have our bucket of chicken. Don't mind us, everyone in the restaurant.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that movie's going to be coming out. I don't know. That's it for anime news. I think we're just avoiding the horrible topic we're going to jump into.
Yeah, that too.
So it's True Crime November, and for the next, what, this weekend?
I think we have, like, 2 more weeks.
So the case we're going to be talking about today is... Masumi Hayashi. We're going to be talking about her horrible crimes. So let's just jump into...
Trigger warning.
Yeah.
Before anything.
Yeah. As always.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about...
Masumi Hayashi.
The murderer.
Yes. All right, let's jump into it. So, it was a shocking and tragic event that occurred in the Sonobe district of Wakayama. During a summer festival on July 25th, 1998. Residents were gathered together to enjoy a communal pot of curry. Hence Laura talking about curry.
It was delicious.
Where do you guys have it from?
Sizzling Thai.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But little did they know that it had been poisoned with a lethal amount of arsenic. This was enough to kill over 100 people. Damn, that was a lot.
I wonder how big the bowl was, too.
Also that, yeah. Like the pot itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
That's what I meant.
That was...
I was looking at another bowl now.
The bowl looks great right now. So yeah, this was enough to kill 100 people. Unfortunately, 2 children and 2 adults lost their lives, while 63 others suffered from acute arsenic poisoning.
That's insane.
It is. Killed in the incident were 64-year-old Takatoshi Taninaka, 53-year-old Takaaki Tanaka. They were the council president and vice president of Wakayama, respectively. There was also 10-year-old Hirotaka Hayashi.
I wonder,
were you going to say the same thing?
I think she might have poisoned her own daughter.
Yeah. And there was also 16-year-old Miyuki Tori.
So suspicion quickly fell on the 37-year-old mother of 4, Masumi Hayashi, who had been near the curry pot and had easy access to the arsenic through her husband's job. And her husband was an insect exterminator. So she probably just has, like...
She had access to it.
Jugs of it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was later revealed that Hayashi had a history of using poison to harm others for personal gain, including her own husband.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody quickly just, like, the poisoner over there. Her motive for poisoning the curry was believed to be revenge against her neighbors for shunning her and her family. So I didn't really read if they had, like details about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it's just normal neighbor bullshit. The similarities between the arsenic found in the curry and the one that was in her home only, like, solidified her guilt. It's kind of like it's the same exact type. It was tragic and senseless act that left the community in shock and in mourning. It's yeah, really fucked up, especially the fact that people actually died and 63 others
were sick.
Suffered from, yeah.
Exactly.
From her bullshit.
It is clear that there is much controversy surrounding this case. But Masumi was sentenced to death in 2002. Despite pleading innocent at her trial, she was still sentenced to death. Even after multiple appeals, including one to the Supreme Court, her sentence remained unchanged. However, her lawyers and supporters continue to fight for her innocence, pointing out that the evidence against her is only circumstantial.
I could see how that could be too, because it could have honestly have been anybody, especially if it was close enough to her house.
Right.
And somebody could have gone in there.
What if it was one of those neighbors that didn't really like her and her family?
And they knew about her past, and they're like, I'm going to frame her.
Yeah. Easy.
But also, you could say there's no evidence for that, but...
So this ongoing battle for a retrial shows the determination and belief in her innocence. It will be interesting to see how the court will respond to her third petition for retrial filed in June 2021.
Update.
All right.
I found an article.
Yes.
And she says that...
I knew it.
Exactly. But it was her daughter. She said that her daughter appeared to spit up blood.
Mm-hmm.
She collapsed and she was unconscious.
The 10-year-old.
I believe so. This article that I read it on is called The Tokyo Reporter, and it came out in 2021. So,
okay,
yeah,
so,
when all of this was happening.
So I had to have been like right after her her retrial, because that was filed in June 2021.
Yes.
The 16-year-old Miyuki Tori, and then Hirotaka Hayashi was her 10-year-old.
So the 16-year-old, she was later confirmed dead at the hospital, and their examination revealed that there was bruising throughout, and including in her abdomen. So the case has garnered significant attention due to the possibility of the false accusations, the lack of clear motive or direct evidence for the defendant, Masumi Hayashi, has been a major factor, like, in all of this, while experts raising concern about the potential for wrongful conviction, as it resulted in the death sentence without any motive, confession, or material evidence. I mean, here in the States, it's like every person gets their fair trial. I don't know how it is in Japan.
Right.
But
I mean, she's made it this far.
Like, we all know she's probably guilty, but there is no evidence against her.
Yeah, so because there isn't, it's just going to keep...
But they convicted her. That's nuts.
But yeah.
You know?
Yeah, who knows?
But I know Japan's like, they're crazy.
Yeah.
You don't want to get arrested in Japan.
So the impact of the case has been far-reaching. It has sparked a series of copycat poisonings. Tragically, on June 9th, 2021, Masumi's 37-year-old daughter tragically took her own life and that of her 4-year-old daughter by jumping off a bridge at the Kansai Airport. Earlier that same day, her 16-year-old daughter was also found murdered.
Yes, and that 16-year-old, the 16-year-old was found with bruising throughout, and including in her abdomen, so that could also include poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
And the distance, you know, that she jumped off from is about 40 kilometers.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they arrived at the bridge around 4 p.m., and their bodies were found about 40 minutes later.
This was not so long ago.
No.
Ugh.
Short and quick, but horrible tale of Masumi Hayashi.
Yeah.
So Nancy and I are like stuck right now.
Just reading more stuff.
Reading more stuff. So she was a former insurance saleswoman.
Yeah, and it's something about her, like...
I could see why she would have tried to murder her husband.
For insurance, yeah.
And maybe even her daughter.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
She's nuts. Also, there was allegations of her daughter, the 37-year-old that committed suicide, that she was abusing her children, which that would explain the 16-year-old with all the bruises.
Yeah.
Because there was already
that day.
There's already instances. So the death sentence was upheld in April 21st, 2009. That was my 1-year Starbucks anniversary. The Supreme Court, yeah, they said her criminal responsibility is extremely grave. The Supreme Court had no choice but to uphold the death sentence by the district and the High Court. Yeah, the incident had a huge impact on the region. She also committed attempted murder and other crimes in connection to insurance fraud and had a strong tendency to commit crime, so she was just not rehabilitated, you know. There's no way of...
So this is why there was just no proof that she did it at that time.
And they continue to say that the 4 victims were suddenly deprived of their lives during the summer festival. It's only natural for their families that there's justice. This bitch has pled not guilty.
Yeah.
She pled not guilty the whole time. And it's like, you already have a history. Wouldn't it be wild, though, if she was innocent?
No, that's too fucking far-fetched, man.
No, I know. World doesn't...
Yeah.
This isn't Netflix. This isn't a TV show. Like,
this isn't a Hallmark Channel movie.
Yeah, in trial, she kept silent the entire time. She knows she did it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She knows what she did. If her daughter turned out this way, there's obviously, like, something going on in that family. It's sad.
No, it really is.
Also, she was sentenced to a hanging.
Yeah, I remember reading that too.
I am not gonna... I'm gonna eventually sign up for the Japan Times and pay for a subscription and shit to read all these articles. Because I'm so stuck on the stuff. Yeah, wow.
That's crazy.
I wish there was more.
Yeah.
I wish there was more documentaries based on these people.
Yeah, exactly.
you know, or a podcast. We're doing it. Hey.
Don't come after us.
Yeah, we're just reading off of Wikipedia.
Yeah.
We didn't even do our homework. We're doing it right now. I just read that this case attracted media attention across the country because they were still dealing with the 1995 nerve gas assault.
Yeah.
By...
Yeah, so only a few years later.
By that cult, the religious cult. The PTSD is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just reading the how she would lace her husband's food with the arsenic.
Damn, that's fucking nuts.
And another man on several occasions in 1997 in attempt to get their life insurance money.
She was eager.
Charged with insurance fraud. Yeah, dude. They found the arsenic under the sink in the family's home. And about 10 other spots throughout the property.
She's nuts.
Yeah. The husband's like, where the fuck's on? Where's all my arsenic?
I know, right?
He's just going to work every day. Yeah, dude. It's just insane.
I wonder what she stored it in.
She probably just had it out and about.
Fuck.
So I found out, I just read right now, she poisoned the curry to get about $4.5 million in life insurance she had taken out on 5 people.
That were at that festival.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy? Fuck. She just forged everything.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Not a penny.
Well, that's why they hanged a bitch. One less out there, I guess. Dude, she would have totally have kept doing it.
Mm-hmm.
If she didn't get caught. She would have kept going.
Yeah. Yeah, she would.
That was her thing. That was her go-to, the arsenic. Nothing else.
So that was what linked it all.
How did the husband not leave her? He was probably terrified, right?
Yeah, this bitch is going to kill me. She's already trying to kill you.
Poor guy, dude. I just hope he's well. And
I wonder if he
since
changed his line of work.
He's still killing bugs to this day, I hear.
It's so funny.
Oh my God. Let's end this now. Thank you so much for joining us on this little mini-sode. We will not be back next week because it's going to be Thanksgiving. Cool. We'll be back on the 29th.
The 29th, yes.
Because here in America, we like to be gluttonous, stuff our faces, and do horrible rituals. And
that's what it is. It's all about being gluttonous.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's not about stolen land.
No.
Or the genocide of people. Yep, it's about food. But happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much.
The irony.
Yeah, I know, right?
Follow us on Talk Noobs Pod.
On Instagram.
Instagram it is.
And TikTok.
Oh, that's right.
TikTok. And sometimes Threads.
See you guys in 2 weeks.
Gobble, gobble.
Bye.
Bye.